This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The Syrian government Thursday said the United Nations could use a border crossing from Turkey to continue delivering aid to northwest Syria for another 6 months after the UN Security Council failed to renew its authorization for operation. Syria's UN ambassador, Bassam Sabour.
The government of the Syrian Arab Republic has taken the sovereign decision to grant the United Nations and its specialized agencies permission to use Bab al-Hawa crossing to deliver humanitarian aid to civilian in need in the northwest Syria.
Russia had vetoed the program's authorization earlier this week. The European Commission is helping the United Nations and Turkey try to extend a deal allowing the Black Sea export of Ukrainian grain and is open to explore all solutions, a UN European Union spokesperson said Thursday ahead of the deal's possible expiration on Monday. A new report released by the United Nations Thursday says the world is making progress toward ending AIDS. Angela Akreka, the executive director of UNAIDS.
So progress is possible, but progress is not happening everywhere and not for everyone. Wow. There are gaps in the response in countries, in communities, and among certain populations, including children, adolescent girls and young women, and key populations.
While new infections have been declining globally for the past 10 to 12 years, rates remain high in several regions. And despite the encouraging report, Atreka says much more needs to be done to end AIDS across the globe. This is VOA News. Unionized actors have voted to strike after failing to reach a contract with studios. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zeroletta reports.
The Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Radio and Television Artists, say it voted to strike after negotiations failed over pay increases, streaming residuals, and artificial intelligence issues. Union President Fran Drescher says it was a move of last resort.
This is where we drew the line in the sand, and it's a terrible thing to have to do. But we were forced into it.
The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers say in a statement it was the actors' union's choice to dismiss its offer. The actors will join Hollywood screenwriters who have been on strike since early May. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The World Health Organization's Cancer Agency has deemed the artificial sweetener aspartame a possible cause of cancer, while a separate group looking at the same evidence said it still considers the sugar substitute safe. The differing results of the coordinated reviews were released early Friday by the International Agency for Research on Cancer and a separate group of experts. Scientists say that as long as people don't exceed recommended levels, they shouldn't worry about any potential cancer risk from aspartame, which is widely used in diet sodas and foods. The United States has suspended satellite monitoring of Colombian coca crops. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Biden administration has quietly suspended satellite monitoring of coca crops in Colombia amid a surge of cocaine flowing into the U.S. from South America. A State Department spokesman said it was only temporary. The move has drawn outrage from Republicans in Congress from Florida who have been calling for the president to decertify Colombia's government for failing to cooperate in U.S. anti-narcotics efforts. But it tracks with leftist Colombian President Gustavo Petro's desire to refocus law enforcement efforts away from the rural backwaters where coca is grown to instead chase large-scale smugglers and money launderers who reap the bulk of the drug trade's profits. The U.S. has been conducting aerial surveys of Colombia's coca crop since at least 1987. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Guatemala sank deeper into political turmoil Thursday. The government's actions against candidate Bernardo Arevalo, first suspending his Seed Movement party, then raiding the country's election tribunal office after it certified the election results, appear to have backfired. The Constitutional Court, which is Guatemala's highest tribunal, granted a preliminary injunction to the Seed Movement, blocking its suspension. For additional stories, be sure to visit our website. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.